Reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Having risen in the morning on the first day of the week, Jesus appeared first to Mary of Magdala, from whom he cast out seven devils. She then went to those who had been his companions, and who were mourning and in tears, and told them. They did not believe her when they heard her say that he was alive, and that she had seen him. After this he showed himself under another form to two of them as they were on their way into the country. These went back and told the others, who did not believe them either. Lastly, he showed himself to 11 themselves while they were at table. He reproached them for their incredulity and obstinacy, because they had refused to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go out to the whole world, proclaim the good news to all creation." The Gospel of the Lord. It amuses me that on the feast day of St. Mark we have this Gospel, because it's the one part of the Gospel of Mark which doesn't really belong to the main manuscripts. It's clearly been tacked on in order to explain or to cover up the peculiar ending of the actual Gospel of Mark, which ends with the two women saying nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Different theories about that. Some think the real ending has gone missing and this is replacing it. Others, like myself, think it was meant to end there. It's meant to end on what seems to be a low note, because Mark has already proclaimed the power of Christ's word, and we can be confident that everything he has said will come true, including the growth of the church and belief. Having said that, this little passage in its own is quite interesting. It's very concise, it's very exact, and it clearly makes use of the other resurrection scenes. It ends with something quite profound, astonishing. Worth reading again and again. In fact, it's one of the verses I read many times. It says, "Go out to the whole world, proclaim the good news." We'd expect to say, what, to the world? To the people? To those who will believe? Or those who will be saved? It doesn't say that at all. It says, "Proclaim the good news to all creation." Very vivid, powerful phrase. Reminds us that, in fact, by preaching, by the risen Christ, by spreading God's word, by speaking for God, we're actually engaged in shaping creation itself. In a similar way, the Gospel of John, through him all things were made, but he is the word, through the word all things were made. Speaking to creation is creating as best we can. We can't create in the sense of bring things out of nothing. God creates, and the power of God to create cannot be shared with any of his creatures. That's because, as Thomas Aquinas explains, we can only change what things are, but not that they are. We cannot make things be. That God gives to every creature, and gives constantly. It's actually part of the power of God and the intimacy of creation, that creation is the one thing God has to do constantly. He creates by sharing being, always. Strictly speaking, God cannot be said to have created. He's creating now. But the shaping of that creation, that can be our work, if we speak the truth. Of course, if we speak untruths, falsities, distortions, or speak the truth in a way which is destructive, proud, repellent, then we uncreate, we damage creation. We misshape it. But Christ here wishes his apostles to preach to all creation. And the strange thing is that he's telling them this having rebuked them for their unbelief. They don't believe. And the solution to belief is to preach. He's appeared to them, he's appeared to Mary Magdala, they don't believe her. The two, sounds very like the story of the two on the road to Emmaus. They don't believe them. He reproaches their incredulity and obstinacy because they had refused to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He says, "Go out to the whole world, proclaim the good news to all creation." In some ways, what prepares the apostles for their mission is the fact that they didn't believe. They know what it's like to hear something mad, unbelievable. They don't believe when they hear that Christ is risen. And yet they're told to preach to others. And It must have found some people who believed, or we wouldn't be here now. We wouldn't be preaching at all. There wouldn't be a church. So the apostles are taught humility by their own apostolate. They meet people who have more trust in the truth than they had, more ability to see into the heart of things, to see that the message of Christ, the risen Christ, is indeed the message that all creation is waiting for. We too can find more faith by preaching. It's a sign of faith to preach, and it causes preaching to grow, causes us to become more truly believers. We preach not just to give belief, but to find belief, to find Christ, the risen Christ, always with us to the end of time.